This is the Falcoholic Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm Dave Walker, and this is the injury update for Wednesday, October 28th, for the upcoming Falcons versus Panthers game, week 8 of the 2020 NFL season. Let's start with the home team up I-85, the Carolina Panthers. They come into the game 3-4, still very much in the playoff hunt, despite the fact that this is a team considered to be in rebuilding mode. Matt Rhule, I think you could make a strong case for him being a pretty strong coach in his first year, given all the challenges they have in that roster right now. And maybe one of the biggest developments this week for this game has been Christian McCaffrey, who was on injured reserve. They have designated him as a player that will return from injured reserve. What's notable about that for this week, Matt Rhule said that he is hopeful that CMC would play on Thursday night. That technically means that Christian McCaffrey is still on injured reserve. So the Panthers do not have to provide a game status for him. And as such, right now, I think if you're going to look at his status for the Thursday night game, you should consider him to be quote-unquote questionable, although, again, the Panthers don't have to formally list him as questionable for the game. And they actually don't have to activate him off of injured reserve until 4 p.m. on Thursday. So they will probably take the entire time Thursday to see if he is healthy, to see if he is ready to go. Right now, again, consider McCaffrey maybe a 50-50 shot, questionable. But it sounds like a good chance that he will be back against the Falcons, which obviously the timing couldn't be worse for a Falcons team that is looking to end their skid this season. But Christian McCaffrey right now, looking like he may be back, 50-50 shot. Some other players for the Panthers, though, are not trending well. We talked about this in the last podcast. Tackle Russell Okung with a calf injury. He didn't practice all week. So right now he is being listed as questionable. Obviously, that is a big blow to their offensive line. Okung is their left tackle. Quality player, probably their best player on the offensive line. If they have to go back to the bench, the Falcons obviously will have an opportunity there to take advantage of. Likewise, defensive tackle Zach Kerr did not practice all week with a toe injury. He is also listed as questionable. So again, it's hard to tell with a Thursday game. These guys are being listed as questionable. It's a short week. That often makes it hard to make a firm determination. Given the fact that Russell Okung came out of the game on Sunday and Zach Kerr did not even play on Sunday, my guess is that it's going to be a long shot for either of these guys to play. So that will give the Falcons a little bit of an edge because, as we'll get to them in just a minute, they're actually coming into this game relatively healthy. Full participants for Carolina on Wednesday: guard John Miller with an ankle injury. He did miss the Saints game. He is still being listed as questionable. Defensive end Marquise Haynes with a knee injury, also being listed as questionable. And defensive end Ife Obada with the back injury is also listed as questionable. So again, Thursday game, short week. This questionable designation is certainly something to pay attention to. I think if this were a Sunday game, if they had Friday and Saturday to try to get these guys healed up and ready to go, this might be a different situation. But right now, I'd say these guys are truly questionable simply because the short week creates some complications for getting them healthy. On to the Falcons. We've got some interesting developments here. So first of all, obviously, John Kaminsky is still on the COVID list. Marlon Davidson has been activated back this week. He should be playing this week. But the big name around the Falcons circles right now is defensive end Tack McKinley. With a groin injury, he has been ruled out. What is incredibly notable about this is obviously that groin injury has been plaguing him all year. It's been a problem really since the first or second game. There are rumors really ramping up now that teams have been inquiring with the Falcons about trading for Tack McKinley, about shipping him off. For those of you who are not aware, Tack is in the last year of his rookie four-year deal. The Falcons did not exercise the fifth-year option, which I think many Falcons fans would say was maybe the last good move that Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff did before they were jettisoned out the door. So this would be his last year in Atlanta. Obviously, the injury issues have been plaguing him this entire season. And he has not lived up to the draft billing, almost primarily because of just consistent nagging injury issues of different sorts, whether it was the shoulder or this year the groin. He has really had a rough go of it here in Atlanta. But apparently there are some teams that are interested in him that have been calling the Falcons, and it sounds like they're interested. Here's the thing. Right now, where the Falcons stand, they're not going to play him this week. And they say it's to try to get him as healthy as possible. Are they trying to get him as healthy as possible in order to ship him off to another team? Maybe. But I think it's going to depend on trade compensation. Obviously, the Falcons are going to look for draft picks. They know they're going to have a new head coach. They know they're going to have a new GM this upcoming year. And they're going to want to have as much draft capital as possible. So getting rid of Tack makes a ton of sense. However, bringing in the GM and the head coach, they're also going to want to think about the long term. And the reason I bring that up is Tack McKinley could very well net the Falcons some compensatory picks in 2022. Not necessarily for the 2021 draft, but for 2022, if he gets a deal similar to what Vic Beasley did in free agency, that could mean anywhere from a fifth to a fourth round compensatory pick for the Falcons. And that's pretty substantial. And that is why I think this trade could be held up with whatever team may be interested in him. They may be thinking about late round compensation, sixth, seventh round. The Falcons are looking at the pass rusher market. They looked at what happened with Vic Beasley this past offseason, and they may end up getting a better pick overall if they just simply hold on to him this year and let him walk and pick up the compensatory pick in 2022. Now, the only key there is a team has to sign him, obviously, which seems like a certainty. He is still a young player. He has a tremendous amount of upside. And then, of course, it comes down to the compensatory pick formula and what kind of pick they would get. But there would be an opportunity there for them to avoid a sixth or seventh round pick, you know, really just day three garbage picks for Tack, as opposed to maybe getting something potentially even as high as a fourth round comp pick. I don't think he'll net as high as a third round comp pick, but I could see a fourth or fifth round comp pick definitely being in the compensation range, especially for a pass rusher in the NFL. The value for a pass rusher, even for guys who are not proven, is still up there. You see these guys get, you know, sometimes bigger deals than what their numbers merit. And I think Tack could get that, and the Falcons may be weighing that. So definitely something to keep an eye on between now and November 3rd. November 3rd is the NFL trade deadline, and that is the day where we will know if something is going to happen. So definitely something to pay attention to. Also, the Falcons announced that defensive line coach Jess Simpson will not travel with the team for the game. Not entirely sure what that's about, but that was in their notes. On the offense, no one failed to participate in practice. Only three guys were limited. Wide receiver Russell Gage with a knee injury, and he's, you know, doesn't have a game status, so expect him to play. Tackle Caleb McGarry was limited with the elbow injury. Again, no game status, expect him to play. And center Alex Mack with a knee injury, limited again, fully expect him to play. And the great news here, wide receiver Julio Jones with the hip injury was a full participant on Wednesday. So again, fully expect him to play, ready to go against this Panthers defense, which could be missing some of their starters on the defensive line. And if that's the case, it may buy a little bit of extra time, and having Julio in there, having Russell Gage in there, having Calvin Ridley in there could be a big difference from what we saw from this team in Week 5 when they were missing some of their key guys. And that's the injury report for Wednesday, October 28th. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at FalcoholicDW, and for updates on this podcast, follow us at FalcoholicPod. And don't forget to check thefalcoholic.com daily for our write-ups and updates on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be back after the game for our normal post-game podcast with myself and Evan Birchfield. Have a great day. We'll talk with you next time.